Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Corey Whitlock Podcast Show. Talk about people get shot to talk about. So you got any little kids from under 18 in the room, go send them to play the game or send them outside. And after that, they can come back in. But we're going to talk about strip clubs and see if you will let your wife or husband sleep with another man, another woman. With another woman, another man. And would you let him have sex with a stripper? That's right. Would you let him have sex with a stripper? Would you join in? And what about when he have an orgasm before you do? Well, we're going to talk about that. And some more football, and some more Star Trek, and some more Star Wars, and the more stuff that happened around the world. So stay tuned. Cup of coffee, tea, sit back, buck naked, and we're going to talk about, told you, talking about everything, baby. All kinds of stuff. Well, recently, we don't actually talk about this, so make sure all your kids is out the room is under 17, under 18, I mean. So anybody that's under 18, any young men that's under 21, well, I think they already know, but let them leave the room or send them to the store or something like that. It's going to be a short little thing. But the question is, conversation is, and let's go to the Corey Whitlock podcast show, Corey Whitlock show on YouTube, and leave your comments. Will you let your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, or wife sleep with another man, another woman, and woman? Two women sleeping together. Two men sleeping together. And he have a little dirty secret to tell you, and she do too, that she slept with another woman, and she went to a male strip club and slept with a male stripper, and he do too. What would you do? Now, when I was married, I went to the Hustler Club because I wanted to get out of my marriage. After Candy Lynn Clark lied on me and say that I hit her and everything back in 2003 when I had a good job, had benefits, and working at Walmart and all. She gonna lie on me and say I hit her, and all these white police and one black police officer came all around just to get me out of the house so she can have fun with a drug dealer, you know. And after that, my love dropped for her. I don't know. It just dropped. And I didn't feel nothing after that. I got out on my own conscience. And I was felt not guilty. You know, because she lied. With no blood on her face. It was no black eye. It was no bruise on her stomach, legs, hand, or nothing. So she knew that she went to the hospital and they couldn't find no bruise, red, nothing and all. They would know that she lied, you know, and she would get in trouble. That's why she didn't go to the hospital. She was asked to go to the hospital and take pictures. She said no. Well, I learned that you abuse, you go to the hospital, you get pictures taken and all that stuff, you know, if you was abused by your husband and all, stuff like that. But she didn't. So, make that long story short, cut it back to 2005, where her and Miss Diane Brown went downtown trying to get child support for me. I didn't even know it. It's on my credit report. That's how I know. It's been sitting there since 2005. And they didn't tell me. Now, before Henry got in the picture and Tim got in the picture, they used to have a woman named Miss Nasty. She's from New York. And she was crooked, too. And she worked with Riscroft. Riscroft hired her and everything. She was crooked. Real crooked. And Candy and Diane got on my nerves so bad, I went and lived in a residential home for a while. Just to get away and get my nerves calm, you know. So I went there. And still, I was my first year at Goodwill Fort Meade and everything. And living there, they was getting my paycheck and all. But I was taking my money. I was going to the Hustler Club and all. I didn't care, you know. I didn't really care. And about that time, when I was decided to leave, I decided to leave to go to California. And I quit Goodwill and went to California. But this was this was like 2005. So about that year time, right around, I think, November the 14th, and I came back 2 days before that, but November the 14th, I rejoined Goodwill in 2006. Now, I think all this happened between 2005, at the end of 2005, and around 2006, because that's when I went to California. I left for California at the end of 2006. But I was out Goodwill almost 2 years. Because I remember, I got my 2 years vacation thing. So, anyway, when I went to California, I came back. I didn't know my brother was out there. And the people at Riscroft, like Miss Lisa and them, didn't believe me that I had family out there. But I felt somebody that I know was out there. I just felt it, you know. Sometimes you can feel the presence of your brother, sister, or mom, and I felt, and Brian said, yeah, I was out there. I was in Long Beach. My brother, my oldest brother, he said, I was in Long Beach. I rented an apartment in Long Beach and working out there. And I was like, oh my goodness, I could have stayed out there. That was my chance to stay out there, get a job, and everything. But I'm glad I didn't. Thank God. God worked in mysterious ways. He brought me back home. He said, you stay here for a while. And I did. But still, I went to the witchy comms and all. Because I wanted to get out of the marriage. And yeah, I went downtown, trying to apply for divorce and all. Didn't know what I was reading. Nobody wouldn't help me in the courtrooms or nothing. And I didn't know how to fill out the application and all that for a divorce. I tried. I went and tried first. So, I just say, forget it. I'm just going to get caught red-handed. Matter of fact, I'm going to bring her to the strip club with me. And I'm going to go upstairs with a stripper. I want to get out of that marriage. I didn't have no love for her no more. Yeah, we still slept together all the way to 2010 or 11 until she started cheating. Now, I stopped going to the strip club and started taking my daughters to church. And me and my daughters was going to church. In 2010, I got baptized right around Easter, right on Easter in 2010. And I did it again. It was this woman that I know for a long time ago, and I slept with her and everything right after I got baptized. But God, He's a loving God. He's a loving God, believe me. He forgave me, and I felt really bad after that. And He's a loving God. And let me tell you why. Because He could just wipe out everything. He just could have took everything from me, my job and everything, and made me pay child support, be back in jail and all that stuff, and had that Candy win. But He didn't. Somehow, He didn't. He was right by my side. Even when I was sleeping with that woman, going to the strip clubs and stuff, He was right there. That's how good God is. So always put Him first in everything. Now, this is my experience, okay? But the question is, would you let your husband go to a strip club, even though y'all going to be separated, y'all going to go your own separate ways and all? He mad at you. He said he want a divorce and everything. You want to work things out and all. But your damage already done. So, just like me, damage already done. Trust me. It's already been violated. You know, why you want me out the house? Why you lie and say I hit you? Because you want to go sleep with somebody else. That's why. And so we found that out, and found out that she sent paid people to mess up the art house, and they try to blame it on me. So it was just too much. And I just wanted it out. And it was this nice, beautiful, light-skinned, black, tall girl there. I just sit down and talk to her about everything. Told her everything. From the beginning, why I'm here, why I'm doing what I'm doing. And she was like, oh my goodness. We never had a person admit what he was doing. She said, this must be the first time someone admit they go to the strip club and be married. Yeah. And I want all my divorce. No. But things was coming, though. God already forgave me. I was still baptized, still feeling good after they baptized me. At Baptist Church on Liberty Heights. And they the one baptized me and all. I can't think of the name now. Concord. Yeah, I think it was Concord Baptist Church. Something like that. And I used to go there with Candy back in the day when she was living with Miss Rossi Bell. We used to go to that church. And then she started bringing Ernest to the church and everything and all. And I told you this story before, but to get to my questions and everything, I had to tell you my experience and why I'm asking this. And I didn't get nobody pregnant, no girls pregnant, and nothing like that. And because I still had feelings for her and all, and I still wanted the things to work and out and all. And as time went on, I purposed a trip to Las Vegas. And I'm saying to myself, I'm going to get all my money to Riskroff. They're going to pay all my bills, wipe all my debt out. And that's the agency we was on, me and the girls and all, and help us out. And they're going to start paying the bills and all. And paying Miss Diane and stuff like that. And I'm going to take this woman. I'm going to renew our marriage, and we're going to go to church. She going to get baptized. Then we're going to try to get our kids, girls, baptized. We're going to stop doing what we're doing and everything. And my tax return, I had money from my last tax return, too, but I didn't tell her I hid it because I wanted to buy her engagement a ring. You know, we never had a ring. But I was going to buy her one when we get out there. And since the internet was so updated, I think I wanted the girls to watch this too. So I was going to hire somebody to record this so the girls can see her. And I was going to buy her a nice white dress and everything. And we were going to go to the chapel out in Las Vegas and get married. We knew our vows. You know that she hurt my feelings again, and this time I just say, hell with it. I was mad at God, I was mad at her, I was mad at everybody. And I just went to the Hustle Club. I paid that girl about $400. We went upstairs and I did my thing with her.
Yep.
I did my thing with her. There was nothing wrong with her. She was healthy and everything. No. But she was just a dancer. But she gave me her private phone number, too, because she wanted me to call her and everything, to talk to her and all. And all. So I had a private number and stuff like that. But I didn't really use that because, you know, because I wanted to make things right with Candy. So I decided to take Candy down to the Hustler Club to meet her. You know, I was hoping that she would put me out, go downtown, get a divorce. I would pay child support and stuff like that. I wouldn't care, long as I was away from her. That's what I was hoping she would do. But I don't know. I guess the elevator just wouldn't go up for her to dink like that. And went back to live with her after that and all that stuff. And people just get in your business and stuff like that. And as time went on, and then she said, let's go back to the Las Vegas thing. She said no, she don't want to go to Las Vegas. Know why? But Diane and other people talked her into not going to Las Vegas. And Diane said she wouldn't want to watch the girls. Now, she was there, like the court said she was supposed to be, she would dig in, watch the girls, but we was giving her money at the end of the year without taxes too, you know? So why shouldn't she watch the girls? You know? I had money. I was going to leave like $1,200 for $500 each for the girls. And it was only going to take like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and Monday. I will be back. We will be back on Monday night. No, it was only, took 2 days off, Friday and Monday, and we would have been back on Monday night, and I had to go back to work Tuesday. No, it would have been perfect. I mean, but she said no, and I tried to talk to her and tell her don't look down the belly of the beast. I told her that, don't look down the belly of the beast. Don't look in the populace, you know? Don't look in the abyss. Make the abyss look at you. Don't look in there. Get out of that dark tunnel. Find that light and get out of that dark tunnel. Because I was going, I was leaving her. Either way, I was leaving her. I just had to control my demons. You know, and that was it. And we went to the strip clubs. I took her to the strip club. I showed her the girl that I had sex with 3 times. Went in the back for 3 lap dance. Went upstairs 2 times. And I told her this was where I spent my money on. Yeah. The gas electric was cut off. Bills weren't paid. She called Riskroff. She told Diane. I didn't care. No. I didn't really care. No. Long time ago, she tried to get me locked up. And she did it twice, though. Because she was having Ernest to come in the place. Ernest was so blind, thought the kids was his and everything, he wasn't even going to work. He was starving. He would starve himself and give her his money, his rent money and everything. And he goes starve. And people at work had to pay for him to get lunch and stuff. Had my girl sleep in abandoned buildings, you know. He didn't have no place because he was getting put out because of her. She was taking him to the ATM machine, taking all his money, you know. And this is my point, though. Would you do that to your husband or wife? A girlfriend, a boyfriend. Once he told you that he don't want to be with you no more, he been doing things with another man or another woman, a stripper. Would you? And, you know, but accordingly, the reason why you leaving him, because he can't hold his own water. You know, he might have a medical problem or something like that, and he always have an orgasm first to make you mad, right? Some women don't like that. Some women want you to hold on until she get. They said it's all about her, though, but to me, it's all about both of you. More, a little bit more about her, but it's about both of you, because he loving you, y'all coming together as a married couple and joining in the Holy Spirit of God, and that's God letting you come together and all to have your little human fun. But he can't hold on. Now, women, I don't know about women bodies and all. I don't know they is a two-minute woman or not. I don't know about women bodies. But probably is, though. And men, with you, if she can't hold hers, she keep, you know, exploding. Every time it takes 2 minutes and she's explode and then she done. And you need me to give a chance. Same with the guys. Soon you drop your underwear, he get on top of you, and he already orgasm. You know, some men do that. You know, what would you do? Would you leave him? Would you talk to him? And all. So, the reason I'm talking, having this topic, because this is some things that we scared to talk about, and this is just something y'all two as a couple who having problems like that or just having problems generally to sit down and talk about it, you know. And they got treatments for it. Back then, back in the 80s and 70s, men just didn't talk about it, you know. And women got mad, stuff like that. But now they got treatment for it and stuff like that. And sit down, you go to work. You go to your doctor, take your wife with you or your girlfriend with you, and you sit down and talk to your doctor about it. And let her explain what's going on in the bedroom. And then you start talking. And maybe he just coming home from the war, and his body is all messed up from taking medicine and all. You know? And he can't hold it no more. Or maybe it's a child accident that he had when he was a kid. He never told you about it. You know, Yeah, he still can have children and everything if he have a lot of energy and all, and that and all. But sometimes things happen, ladies, gentlemen, women, gentlemen and ladies. Sometimes things happen. This nature have a funny way to saying you're not ready for a family yet, or it's a reason for it. It's a reason for everything, you know. And reason I'm not going to get really deep in it, because you probably still have children in the room and all. But this is just one of the things that I talk about on the Koi Wallach show. And people, sex, that's right, it's sex. Two couples, man, nowadays man and man, woman and woman, man and a woman, okay? So we can say that nowadays. No coming up, no keeping in the closet no more, because we already know it's out. It's on TV, it's in radios, it's out, okay? You even see it on the TV, they're kissing on the commercials. So it's out. That's why I say man and man and woman. It's out. It's your business. Who you like, who you want to be with. Nobody else's. You and God have to, you have to explain that to the good Lord when you meet him. You know, I mean, I'm going to love you, my brother and sister. I'm going to love you, whatever you are, you know. But to me, I'm old fashioned. Man and woman get married. Original man, woman, original man, get married. I'm old school. And it just, that's the way I'm is, okay? I don't have nothing against the gay community, okay? Nothing at all. No hate, nothing like that. Just too much hate to, going around to have hate because you're going with another man. No, that's not going to do it, you know? I want to put love in my heart for everyone. Being a Michael Jackson fan, being a Star Trek fan, I'm supposed to have love for everyone. That's what Star Trek is about, trying to bring all this together so we can have everyone united as one. You know, and Michael always talk about it, man in the mirror, heal the world and all that stuff. And guys, that's what I wanted to talk. What you would do if they sit down and say, I slept with another man, I'm gay, I didn't tell you about it, and y'all been married for like 8 to 10, 11, 12, 15 years, and he finally coming up and telling you, you know, or she's finally coming up and tell you, what would you do? Or he had a little secret that he was sleeping with you and going to the hustler, going to the strip clubs. And it's a, sometimes it's a disease and the man need help. And sometimes, yeah, the woman need to leave him till he gets help with that anxiety, you know, including and same with the woman. Women always go to the strip club, get drunk, you know, and need help, you know. But this, I just wanted to get that out there and make y'all think that this is only for couples now, okay? Only for adults, couples. Think about it, you know. Think about what you would do to them. Would you leave them? Will you stay with him? Is it a disease that he have that he keep going to strip clubs? Sit down and talk to him, ask him why. And he explain to you and everything. Will you try to get him help, work with your marriage and everything? And it's still not working. Y'all sit down and talk, and they say, can't be done. Usually the woman said, I can't do this no more. and that's a clue for the man that said, time to leave. You know, once she said, it's over, I can't do this no more, the door had been shut right there. There's nothing you can do about it. I mean, she made her decision. That you put the final nail in the coffin on that relationship. Because you should have came forth to her, told her about your disease, or told her about what you were doing, or your other guy and everything. And it's people out there, man, all over the country and the world, is doing that. They marry, don't tell that partner that they got another partner of the same sex or different, or another woman. Guys and girls, the Bible is real, okay? The Bible is real. It's a real deal. God sees everything. He hears everything. And the Bible says what you put out in the universe will come back to you. And sometimes men get mad because the women find out you ain't did nothing to yourself. Now, to my story, things went on. And I think my story, I got punished. God punished me and Candy because he took Candace. And I was real mad at him for a while. From 2013 to 2016, I was mad at him. But and I just say, whatever I put out, that's what I deserve, you know. And finally, she left the other guy named Ernest Newkirk and went to this guy named SKBK, whatever the heck his name is. And I guess they've been together ever since. But I had to go to that storm, cross that burning bridge, go to that storm and everything before I was ready to be alone. I got this apartment in 2010 and I had to go to a storm. I still had to go through that storm, you know. And yeah, I did have another black woman. And Candy was still staying with me because she didn't have nowhere to go after she said she wanted a divorce too. And she filed for it and all. And it lost the house on Forest Hill and everything. And the kids, girls went to live with Diane and Nikki. And she didn't have nobody to stay with. Sometimes she stayed with Diane, sometimes she stayed here. And I was just stupid. Because Diane used to call, ask her, can she stay there? I didn't really want her there. Because I had Shauna. And I'm with who I met from Chimes. Because I had two jobs. And for me, I had Chimes and I had Goodwill. Goodwill in the morning, Chimes at night. And that's where I met Shauna at. Took her to New York with me and everything. Come to find out, after that trip, I asked her again. And I found out that she was married. Boy, I just felt unbelievable with him. Was trying to get my life back together, get away from all this, and find out the girl, the second girl that I loved, was already married. So to this day, I still see her. She's still on Instagram and all. And I don't really deal with her either, you know. And yeah, but that's my story. And but there's people out there taking advantage of that person, keep holding on to that person, but also being with another person and hurting that person. Guys, take it from experience. Can't do that, okay? And going to strip clubs and stuff like that, it's adultery, lust, fornication, okay? Because I did it. And it don't feel good. it don't feel good. Even though God is with you, no matter what you do, it don't feel good. You know, to this day, I wish I can go back in time and stop myself from going into that door. I just wish I could. And some husbands and wives feel that way too. After they look back and saw what they had, and all, I wish they never did what they did. You know, and I know when I say husband and wife, so wives do it too. They cheat. You know, but and also the little medical problem with the orgasm and all that stuff, that's no reason to leave your man. That's no reason to leave him. Y'all come together and he have that little problem, y'all have to sit down and talk. Okay? Gotta sit down and talk to him. I don't care if he's a 1 minute man, 2 minute, 5 minute man. You gotta sit down and talk to him and say, what's going on with you? You know? And maybe he'll sit down and tell you what's going on. So, I just gave you couples, all y'all couples, something to think about, you know? Now you can bring your kids back in the room, okay? And just one of those questions I just had to get off my mind, you know? And sometimes I'm going to have questions like that, you know? And I'm going to bring them up on YouTube and all that stuff. And also, I look on YouTube and find out that men get abused by their woman. And we're going to talk about that in the next episode. But I look into YouTube and do the research also on the internet. And men can get help for abuse too. You know, about 47,000 men get abused by their wife and girlfriend. 47,000 men. But it's overlooked or no attention. And it's help out there for them. Abused men. Some men just won't fight a woman. And a woman just whoop his ass, you know. You know, just beat on him. And he won't tell nobody. She just physical abuse him. Uses her children against him. I mean, we'll talk about that in the next episode, okay? Let's get to some music. But if y'all like that, stop. Okay? Men, don't let her abuse you. You can't abuse her, so she can't abuse you either. Okay? But it's real, ladies. It's real. Oh, he's a big, tall guy. He can take... No. No, he can't. You're going to hit him with a stick. You're going to hit him with a frying pan and stuff like that. You're going to abuse him. Tell him he don't do it. We're going to use the kids against him. Tell the kids that he did something to you, to the kids and all. That's abuse. He can't do it to you. You can't do it to him. We're going to talk about it in the next episode. But we got some more to talk about. The Queen passed away. Star Trek Day. All that after the music. After the break. So be right back. So, just trying to work with that man, okay? He would get better. Sometimes it's just laziness. He don't do exercise, and his hormones and his muscles and between his private parts and stuff like that, it's weak. It's all kinds of medical problems. So y'all can work it out. Love is stronger than hate. Believe me, God is more stronger. Okay. Good luck to all your loved ones, even the ones who just got married. Congratulations to you, and I hope y'all be together for eternal, because divorce is just so terrible. Never get a divorce. Never. It should be a sin, because it hurts both sides, especially the kids. Do everything you can to try to make it work. If she said leave and get some help, just do it. If you love your children and wife, do it. Okay? Remember, she's second in command in your family. Okay? Okay, Star Trek Day was yesterday. You can bring the kids back in. And on YouTube channel, I found a YouTuber, and he said the same thing about Star Trek Day. Now, I remember last year, they was just doing meetings on online and all, interviews online. And it was pretty good like that. And they also did the physical thing too. But it just gotta get better, okay? Because it, like the guy said, it was, to me, it seemed like our place. I mean, it was just like unbalanced. It was just unbalanced. And I'm glad that you two picked it up. I mean, I don't know anybody else picked it up. Any other Star Trek fan picked it up. But for us viewers and people who were watching this, we was like, this is unorganized. This is so unorganized. You know? And the people was hosting it. I mean, like I said, I don't have nothing against drag queens or gay people and all that. But it was just unbalanced, you know? And Paramount need to start talking to some of the original cast of Enterprise, Next Generation, and Deep Space Nine. And I think if some of those people come back and host the show, it would be good. More people would come. It would be organized. Sit down and organize this. Plan it ahead. Start planning ahead of time. You just had it. Now start planning for the next one. Start saving money for the next one. Alright? We loved it. I did. We loved everything. I'm going back and watch it on YouTube again. That's how much I like it and all. But it was, to me, I think last year and the year before was better than this year. Because it was just unbalanced, you know. I enjoyed just much, just a little. But I'm glad to see all the shows coming back. Picard, Strange New Worlds, and Discovery. There was no announcement on the new shows, not yet and all. I think next year they're going to have it together. I really think, because people are going to probably text them and put it on social media. And they're going to look at this on social media. And they're going to, when the fans think, when we, us fans speak, Paramount listen. Believe me, they listen. And I just like to say, Paramount, CBS, Viacom, it was a level, okay? It was a great show. Don't get me wrong. It was a great show. And I love all the people, even the people that hosted and everything. But you can ask some of the fans on social media and all. Even one of the guys on YouTube got his own YouTube, Star Trek YouTube channel. He said it was just unbalanced. And I agree with him. I thought I was the only fan to see that. I would just thought I was living in the Mirror Mirror universe. That's what I thought. I would just thought I was living in the Mirror universe. And I wasn't really seeing the real actual Star Trek day. I was seeing the Mirror Mirror Star Trek day. The one in the Mirror Mirror universe Star Trek. And to me, it was just unbalanced, guys. It was just. But great show. Great tribute to Michelle Nicholson. And I just wish, once again, I just wish the original cast would have came. Walker Kahn, George Trak, and William Shatner would have came and said something. But their schedules probably was unbalanced and probably couldn't make it and all. Who knows why they couldn't make it. I wish they was there, you know. And wouldn't it be amazing we still have all the original cast? Most of them gone now. There's only 3 left. But wouldn't it be amazing to see the original cast, Next Generation, Deep Space Nine, Voyager, and the new people, Discovery and all together on Star Trek Day? Oh my God. Seeing James Doone again. Seeing Leonard Nimoy again. And I would believe Leonard Nimoy wouldn't have let that be unbalanced, because he was really into Star Trek. He'll probably got involved and say, this need to be done and this need to be done. Y'all remember that time that came on CBS and all the Star Trek, they was giving tribute to all the Star Trek shows, and they got their rewards and all from the original Star Trek to Enterprise. Y'all remember that show? Y'all remember when they got the Star Trek rewards on TV? I mean, it was a Star Trek show that they had at Paramount, and they was there to get rewards. And they had all the cast together. They had everyone from the original TV show to, I think, the Enterprise. Enterprise with the show, I think, was running then. And they all got their awards, some kind of certificate or award or something. They showed it on CBS. It was a special. And I remember it. And that's what kind of show they should have had, you know. That's what kind of Star Trek day they should have had, you know. I think they were celebrating 30 years, 35, 45 years of Star Trek. I think, yeah, I'm going to look on YouTube and see if I can find it. But I think they were celebrating at least 40, 45 years, something like that. It was a long time ago. I think it was still in, like, it wasn't the 56th anniversary. It was still like the 40, 45th anniversary of Star Trek. But I'm going to see if I can find it. And probably gonna watch it again too. Shh. I ain't gonna tell y'all though. Y'all gotta watch it. You gotta find yourself fans, okay? But it's there, guys. I think it's like the 35th anniversary, 40th anniversary, and they had it on CBS. They had all casts of the original generation and Deep Space Nine, Voyager, all of them together. And it was on CBS, yeah. But I think that's what kind of Star Trek show they should have too. Star Trek Day to have. And they was giving rewards to the fans and giving little tiny rewards to the fans, like some kind of bonus thing. And it was Star Trek Day yesterday, it was just unbalanced. They was given some kind of little white thing called the Trouble with Tribbles, little Tribble thing. Then they give it some kind of autograph thing signed by the somebody. Some kind of CD was signed by somebody. Cause they had some fans up there dressed up like their favorite characters in movies. And I don't know. It was just very confusing and very sad to watch, you know. But I just hope next year it will be better. I just hope next year will be better, you know. And the little guy that they had playing the little tune, the beat and everything, had his hair all done and looked like Rishi Pooh. I mean, I don't know what the heck he was doing. He was beeping on the mic, boom, 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 boom. I don't know what he was doing, you know, but it was just, but some of the stuff they had, I enjoy and everything, and, but, you know, at this one, when that, Disney Plus Day was yesterday too, and I don't know if they have any more series of Obi-Wan Kenobi. I haven't watched it yet, any new episodes of Obi-Wan Kenobi, so I'm going to see if they do. I haven't watched Lower Decks yet, so I'm going to watch that now and do another episode later, and I got always until Monday, always to Monday 1 o'clock a.m. to do these shows, you know, and come back Tuesday and Wednesday and do some more, you know, and I will be in my 80s and 90s doing these shows, you know. I love y'all guys. Let's see my ratings on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and iHeart. I know there's a lot of more fans on iHeart because I saw y'all. And I just like to tell you, just tell your friends all around the country and the world that there's a good show on Corey Whitlock Show, and he talks about anything. I just had a conversation about sex, you know. I mean, it was a little weird and everything, but I just had to get it out of my mind. And I will have some strips. I will have my promoters write some strips when I do those kind of stuff, okay? Just to be organized, you know. But thank you, iTunes. Thank you, New York Podcast Network fans. Thank you, Apple Podcasts. And thank you, YouTube, iHeart fans. Spotify, where are y'all? Where are my fans on Spotify? And where are my other fans around the country who used to listen to me? In Texas, Nevada, Washington, Chicago, Florida. I had a lot of y'all. Where are y'all? I'm back. I got a lot of shows. You can even go to the New York City Podcast Network and find me on the front page of them. Because I love them guys. They say they love my show. And go vote for my shows, my episodes and all. If you do, I love you for it. You know, I can't even believe people wrote for my episodes. I tell you, that's God working, you know. That's the good Lord working his miracles, you know. And tell me there's other people right there with him who believe. So people, once again, I took a lot of time with that sex talk, huh? Almost 30 minutes talking about that. But, and then I played one music. I wanted to play two music. Play another song for y'all. But I will see you on the next episode. Live long and prosper. May the force be with you. And always, Ashley, and we love you. See you later.